If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good morning, afternoon. I'm not sure what time it is, but we're here and we're glad you're here. God bless you and happy Resurrection week. So, hi, Colleen. How are we doing today?
Doing all right. Always a joy. Always good. We're running in here at the last minute, but it's all good.
Well, like I said, that we're ready. That they, we were born ready, right?
Sure.
God prepared us and He made us ready to be kings and queens in His kingdom, and He's given us this this opportunity for a resurrection life. You know, I was talking to a gentleman this morning, and you know, we had done a will for his wife, and bless his heart, you know, that she's passed away. She had a 33-year marriage. What a wonderful, wonderful, just a family and history. And of course, you know, she passed in the last month. But that, you know, because he had the knowledge and the promise of the resurrection. You know, it was just, it was a different sort of mourning, you know, that, you know, you miss your wife of 33 years, but you know that she's alive.
There's a hope there, for sure.
And it's that hope, not like I hope, but
right.
It's that hope that you, it's that hope that, that you know is certain, that you're going to see your loved one again. We talked about Abraham Lincoln and when his wife died He was very depressed. He was a person that would get very melancholy and even to points of severe depression. Mm-hmm. Most people didn't know that. But and he was going to the point where he was, I don't think he had been saved yet, but that he was in the process of being discipled by his mentor, this preacher. And you know, when his wife passed, and it was just a very, very close relationship, you know, he was despairing, and the preacher came up to him and he said, you know, based upon the Bible, based upon Moses at the burning bush, you know, he told Moses that, you know, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And, you know, he said, you know, God is the God of the living, not the dead. Mm-hmm. And so your wife's alive, he told Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
She's alive.
Yes.
And that changed his whole outlook, because he recognized that that in the resurrection, and she had just passed, you know, we've heard this, passed into the other room. You can't see her. But if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, the Bible tells us, Paul tells us, then we should mourn differently because of that, because that there is a resurrection. He's the first fruits. We come after that. So, you know, it's a resurrection week. Bottom line is it's all good, that these momentary trials and affliction that we're going through, that they are just working a greater glory for that day that when we leave this time of sojourning, of this time of exile, and then return to our Father, and that we're going to be alive. And we're not going to just be ghosts up in the air. You know, we're going to have physical bodies. We're going to be able to, you know, the Bible tells us that we each have our own fig tree and our own vine.
Eat, and everything's
eat,
still,
and,
right?
And apparently they're having some drinks, too. You know, they got some vines out there.
It's very interesting.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
I mean, that we're going to have these corporeal, I guess that's how you say that word, bodies, these physical bodies.
We try to imagine, but I don't think our imagination,
we're
going to
be alive. We're
going to,
we're not going to die. We're going to, that's the hope of the, of that's the great thing about, it's not just having your sins forgiven, which is awesome, for especially for me.
It's awesome for everyone.
But the great thing is we're never going to die. We're going to live, and it's not just about not going to hell. It's about ruling and reigning with the Lord God Almighty on this earth for 1,000 years, and then to be with Him forever. And we're not just going to be playing harps.
Not just sitting around.
We're not going to be sitting around. We're going to be ruling and reigning. We're going to be like running cities. I got South Norfolk. My dad's got South Norfolk. I probably got someplace else. But, you know, so that's you know, all these crazy things that are going on, they're just temporary. They're just, we're just passing through.
Just passing through.
And so,
world's not our home.
So it is.
Sure.
It is a really great day today. So, and how have you been today? Have you been doing all right?
Keeping busy. This is, you know, we're getting ready, like you said, going into Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. We've got, you know, different things happening. So obviously, I'm trying to get everything done at the radio station so I can.
What do you
got?
What do you
got to
do? What do you got to do?
Oh, it's at the radio station.
I mean, to get ready for Resurrection Sunday.
Oh, just preparing because
you're a Christian radio show, so everybody
trying to get all of the programs in on time so that nobody has to work on Sunday, you know, or whatever, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
Loading up the shows and things. We're you know, the radio station's a 24-hour day, 7-day a week kind of thing, but
yeah,
you know, we try to get it all done.
Well, let's jump into the program. I am Steve Taylor. I'm the director of Christian Rights Ministries, which is related to this Resurrection Week, but also the CEO of Alliance Legal Group. And we are a law firm that has been practicing for about 25 years in this Hampton Roads area, either under Alliance Legal Group or the law office of Steve Taylor. Again, I've been doing this for about 30 years. I'm an old guy now. And we do a lot of bankruptcies. We do I don't want to say because I didn't check last month, but that historically that we're filing 15-20% of the Chapter 7s during the last year, and the closest competitor is like 7%. So like we're filing like twice as many as most folks file in this Hampton Roads area, and we've been doing it for a long time. And so, you know, tens of thousands, you know, that I don't know if we've done 20,000 plus, but I'm sure we probably have. I know that we've had at least 20,000 bankruptcy clients, but we file thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of bankruptcies to help folks out. And we try to change the understanding of what bankruptcy is. The reason I love bankruptcy is because it's the name of this show, it's Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. You know, it's a very biblical thing to be able to be forgiven of your debts. And not have to carry these debts to the grave. You know, that's, you know, that people don't understand that, and the creditors certainly don't want you to understand that. But that it's a wonderful thing to have your debts forgiven. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about that a minute ago with Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing to have your debts forgiven.
Very relatable.
It is, you know, it's just so awesome. You know, I was just listening. Don't know the context of the message that I was listening today, but I was just thinking, you know, it is, you know, blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven, whose debts are covered. You know, that's blessed. That's happy.
Yes.
I'm happy about that.
Your mind is free. Your spirit is free when you don't have to worry about that.
It's about being a kid in love with his father and his father being in love with him, and not about counting your sins against you, but about getting better, you know, letting your action life catch up to where your heart should be and where your heart is in Jesus, and that coming to the recognition that you don't have to bow down to the enemy anymore, you know, and even death, you know, we say, you know, if the Lord so desires, then he wants me to be up there sooner with my dad, then let's do it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's awesome. It's just absolutely wonderful. So you can call today, and we will be talking about bankruptcy today, actually, and about debt relief and things of that nature.
A little bit of everything.
But it's just such an awesome week to just reflect on the grace of God, you know, that has come into our lives. And so the number here is 757-488-5299, and you can call in and just share your thoughts this Resurrection Week. It's a wonderful week to just share, and so anything that you want to share, you just call in. And, of course, you can contact me directly at
www.debtfreeva.com.
D-E-B-T-V-A, debt free, D-E-B-T-F-R-E-E-V-A dot. debtfreeva.com. And we got a little chat box there, and that they'll try to hook me up directly with you by, you know, remote, you know, phone call to me. And if they can't get a hold of me, they'll set you up a free, you know, phone conference or Zoom conference, or, you know, sometimes people don't like to do the Zoom because they're in their bathrobes. That's what we found out. You know, we thought everybody would say, let's do a Zoom thing. They go, are you kidding me?
You can still do Zoom, but you don't have to show your picture on there. Do they people know
well,
that?
Well, but then just through a phone conference.
Well, true.
You know, and so. I guess. So
but then they can just see you. Like, do you want to be seen? Or maybe your assistants don't want to be seen.
If I can't
either.
See them, they don't get to see me.
Okay.
That's the way it works. You know, that
equal opportunity. Yeah,
exactly. You know, so if you, you know, anyhow, so. Debt-free, www.debtfreeva.com. We've got four attorneys, four offices in the Hampton Roads area, in the Norfolk, Virginia Beach office. That's Newtown Road. We got an office over there in Great Bridge, right next to the town bank. Give them a little plug. They're good folks over there. And, of course, one across from Maryview in Portsmouth and one on the corner of on Main Street, like going away from McDonald's, heading towards North Carolina, kind of by the courthouse over there. On Main Street and Finney, that's the Suffolk office. And so wherever you're at that we're, and we've been filing cases on the peninsula. We've been filing cases on the Eastern Shore. I filed one on the Eastern Shore, I think, yesterday. And because we can do it by phone now. We can do it by phone. You don't ever have to show up to our office. You can, if you got a fax or a scanner, you just scan your documents in. All the consults can be done by.
Makes it convenient for you and for the client.
It's absolutely terrific. I mean, there's never been an easier time to get rid of your debts doing it through bankruptcy. And so if you've never done it before, then and it's something that you could be helpful now, then we'll give you all the information, tell you how it works, that kind of thing. So remember, you can call in 757-488-5299, www.debtfreeva.com. We're going to talk about a question that I get a lot. I mean, over the last 25, 30 years, almost without fail, one of the questions that comes up on a very, 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 very regular basis is, do I have enough debt to file for bankruptcy? That seems to be a question that just comes up. It's just a natural question. Do I have enough debt?
What is the minimum amount?
What's the minimum amount of debt
that I have to be in debt for in order to qualify?
That seems to make sense, but it's really not the right question. But we're going to go over why it's not the right question. But that, and you know, there is no specific amount necessary to be eligible for bankruptcy. And usually it's the other issues that will determine whether a bankruptcy is a good option for you. So, you know, when we do an interview, we go over, you know, like I said, in 10 minutes, if you call in a listener and you just want to know, you know, what's bankruptcy about, you know, this is a good option. In about 10 minutes, we do like 20 yes, no, 20 true, false questions and about 18 fill in the blank questions.
Kind of to narrow down their situation and figure out if they're a good candidate or not.
Well, it's just, we really aren't looking to whether they're a good candidate for bankruptcy. We just need to get a little bit of financial information to figure out what is the best option for them. You know, we've talked about different options to bankruptcy. Bankruptcy is an awesome one. Sevens and 13s for individual consumer debtors. But sometimes, you know, like I said, we do a workout. Sometimes we do a consolidation loan. Sometimes we do a reverse mortgage. Sometimes we do you know, different sort of things in different circumstances. So we go over all the pertinent information, but we do it very, very quickly because, you know, if we hit an area, then we can kind of expand on that area. But that the you really don't need to know about how much debt, because we, you know, they say, like, let me get the bill out. And I said, no, you really don't need to get the bill out. You know, that the, you know, we're just trying to get a general idea as far as that.
So it could just be one particular debt, not a bunch of them. It could be something that just is hanging over their head.
Right. We like to get an idea. You know, if you have like $2,000 worth of debt, you know, it's going to certainly lean towards, yeah, you know, it's going to cost you $1,500 roughly. Mm-hmm. It's not the right, but you know, it's like a $338 or $310, depending upon which chapter you're going to be filing bankruptcy. Plus, you know, it's going to cost you, you know, $1,000 to $1,200 for the attorney fees. That's just typical, you know, sort of numbers. Usually we encourage people to have their credit reports pulled. It costs like $36 to get three of them. So, you know, a $1,500 sort of number, you know, you're not going to even hear that. You call somebody up on, I'm telling you what the numbers are. You know, that if you call these folks on the thing, they go, it's going to cost you $895. It's not going to cost you $895. What about the filing fees? What about the, you know, So, you know, we'll tell you, you know, what the number is. And we do want to, you know, meet with you so we can figure out if, you know, exactly what you need to do. Sometimes you don't need to do credit reports, for instance. Or sometimes, you know, in a Chapter 13 that we can put some of our fees inside the plan so it doesn't cost that much. And so we do want to talk to you to figure out what your budget looks like and see what it, you know, what would be best for you. But it's, again, it's really not a question of what amount of debt that you have. And so a lot of times you don't have a lot of debt, but that the question of filing bankruptcy is a realistic option. Call in people that if you don't have a lot of debts, I want you to call in today because there's a lot of reasons that you should file in. You should file even if you don't have a lot of debts. Let's talk about one of them. Let's say you have a terrible credit history. Mm. You know, you have a lot of late pays. You have a lot of things. And typically in a Chapter 7, they're going to be on your record for 7 years. Mm. And so by filing a Chapter 7, even if, you know, a lot of times people come in and say, well, you know, I've got like $20,000 worth of debt, but they're all charge-offs. You know, they're all charged off. They're 3 or 4 years ago, I had these debts. They're all charged off. Well, you know, your credit score is about 500 at that point mm-hmm. because all these charge-offs and all these debts. That even though they've charged it off, the credit reporting company hasn't
charged. It's still
charged.
On there.
You're not going to ever be able to get nothing with this thing. And so filing a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, within 4 months, you'll have a discharge. That's the very first step in cleaning all that credit up in a very, very quick way. Again, that we have credit repair companies that do an absolutely fantastic job. You know, we there's one on our website, My Jane Credit. A young lady named Satin there just does a wonderful job. And we've seen people have 700, 720 scores within a year from the discharge. You know, and so that's very, very possible. Mm-hmm. That there are, you know, we'll get into looking at the credit reports because we pull them up for you. But even if you don't do the credit repair, you're going to probably, you know, they give you an estimate of how much, you know, it's usually like 100 points higher after you file. So, you know, what the bankruptcy does is it stops the creditors from attacking you. It cleans up, gets rid of all the derogatory things, all of the derogatory things on your credit report. And then, again, it allows for the rebuilding of your credit score. So you know, that's a big reason that people do that. Another one that we see a lot happening, especially now, especially since March 31st, because March 31st was the end of the, I guess it's the moratorium on evictions. Hmm. That lots of times people have these evictions coming on, and that by filing a Chapter 7, it immediately puts a stay on the eviction process, which the creditor then has to go through the bankruptcy court to get relief from stay. And so, you know, sometimes you're just at your wit's end. I'm getting kicked out of my house. I'm already, you know, not able to do this and that and the other. And you might already have a bad credit score. You might have a lot of credit, but a big deciding factor might be, I don't want to get kicked out of my house. Mm-hmm. You know, I need a little bit of time to restructure. And that's especially true. That's especially true when you had a foreclosure getting ready to happen. Same basic issue. Now, right now, that there's still a moratorium through, I believe it's October, September 31st, I think is September 30th is the date. But still, it's a big deal to stop. Even in a Chapter 7, we'll stop it. You know, that you can't repay your debts in a Chapter 7. That's not what the goal is. It's just to stop and go on with your life, get rid of that debt, and start a new place.
Start over. Yeah.
But it gives you a little break as far as the time frame. So, you know, I've filed bankruptcy with literally like almost zero debts. You know, usually the house, let's say that you had a house that was underwater, you know, had $200,000 worth of debt and it was only worth $150,000 debt. But it might be $200,000 and $200,000. You know, who knows? But there's a foreclosure. You haven't been able to pay your mortgage payments. And they got a foreclosure next week. And the question is, I don't have any other debts. Mm. I don't have any other debts. I just got this house. Sometimes it makes sense to file the Chapter 7 bankruptcy. One is get rid of any potential deficiency that might occur as far as that house. But, you know, between you and I, Colleen, that usually they don't come after you. I mean, sometimes they do. You can't tell the client they're not going to come because they might, but they usually they don't. But it does a couple, two, three things for that client. That the one, it stops the foreclosure dead in the seal. They got to get relief from stay. Usually, most of the mortgage company just wait till the whole thing's over.
Can't touch the house.
Can't touch the house. And that, like I said, that they can get relief from stay and they can start the process. But a bankruptcy lasts about 4 months, Chapter 7. And that they say, just wait. Just, you know, let the thing get out. That's nine times out of ten what they do. But that the it does a couple things. That you on a mortgage, you've probably had late pay, you know, the 30, 60, 90s. You got some 90s on there. So it gets rid of that. It keeps you in the house for a while as you restructure. That it gets rid of any possibility of a deficiency judgment coming after you. And it prepares, let me just tell you, it prepares you to be able to get a place down the road. Whereas people say, you know, I'm scared I'm not going to be able to get a place. Trust me, nobody's going to give you a place now. No. You know, not if they weren't going to give you a place with the bankruptcy. They're certainly not going to give you a place now because you're really in kind of rough shape. And you're a great candidate for a bankruptcy now, but you'll even be a better candidate for one after you, you know, rent from them or, you know, try to do that. So that's another reason that people file bankruptcy. Now, you know, one of the, you know, again, how much debt do I have? Is it worth filing bankruptcy? You know, one of the things we do look at is sometimes people can repay their debts outside of bankruptcy. And so we don't want people to make a hasty decision in filing for bankruptcy. We want to look at it. And sometimes, you know, you can say, well, listen, you know, we've talked about this. A workout might be better. Take that one creditor that's really giving you a hard time. I think credit reports are so valuable, though, because that you can take a look and see how much damage is on your credit report. Mm-hmm. If your credit report is really not that bad and you just have this one creditor, like you were saying a little bit ago, maybe it's better just to come after this one creditor and work out this deal.
Figure out something, you know, negotiate, you know, work out some kind of situation there with them.
Yeah, and sometimes we can settle your debts for less than you owe in a situation like that. We can reduce the interest rate, sometimes the principal, get into a payment plan, you know, all kinds of different sort of stuff. So sometimes bankruptcy, you know, sometimes the amount of debt that you have, even if I have one debtor that had about a $27,000 bill, a credit card bill, and we were able to, we about $5,000. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so
every little bit helps.
Yeah, and so, you know, in that particular person's case, that, you know, maybe pay $5,000 is not, you know, in that particular case that they got a lot of debt, but that, you know, we could reduce it down to something, and you know, let's take a look at the credit report. Let's see if it makes sense. Sometimes people don't qualify for bankruptcy, not because they don't have too much debt, but they have other issues. They got too much equity. They potentially have filed in a time period that would not allow them to file again. You know, there's lots of reasons why you wouldn't file bankruptcy, but there's lots of reasons that you should. Now, sometimes people have more debt than we can file for. You know, that's usually it just comes up in Chapter 13. I mean, you can have all the debt you want in a Chapter 7, but that in a Chapter 13, for instance, I believe the limits are, it's about 1.2 or one, maybe a little bit higher than that, million in secured debt, and about 419 in unsecured debt. So, you know, there are people that have more than $400,000 worth of unsecured debt. And so sometimes Chapter 7, you know, so we do look at the total amount of debt because we do want to know, you know, how much debt they have so we can kind of figure out, you know, where they're at. Before we get into other reasons that people consider filing bankruptcy other than just debt, we do have a phone call. We have Tony on the line from Arizona. Tony, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Steve, how are you doing out there?
I'm doing just wonderful. I was looking for better responses. You know, I usually just say something like doing fine or... But, you know, I think the one I'm using this week is I look a lot better inside than I do outside.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that is good. That is real good.
That's very good.
Yeah. All right, so Tony, what's on your mind? You've been hearing the conversation. Tell us your thoughts.
Well, I think a lot of people have people struggle with making decisions. I believe a lot of people they deal with what they're going to do or how they're going to do it or how they're going to get themselves from a position of financial stress to a position of being set free from it. And I think that's the place where you come in, how to walk them through that process, how to make them understand that what they're doing is not something that should have any stigma attached. It should be something that they understand that gets them to a fresh start, gets them to a new place in their life, and they can go on forward without the burden that they were stuck with.
You know, right now, in between this COVID pandemic thing that just happened, which I'm considering it's done, and the potential of the restart of the economy, which is just burgeoning, trying to happen just like spring is, you know, there's this little window, and again, we just as we saw last year, we never know what's going to happen in the future. It's very, very important right now to take this limited opportunity of time to restructure yourself. You know, you have this little bit of time that you need to get rid of your old debt. You know, take this opportunity as far as the potentially, you know, better financial position that you are in, and use this time period to, you know, get yourself free of old debt and then invest in yourself so that you can prepare for whatever happens down the road. You might not have, you know, the next wave of the Great Reset could happen any day. And so we don't know, just like we didn't know back in March of last year that this was all going to happen, we don't know when it can happen again. So we got to really take this opportunity to get rid of the bad, start the new, get invested, because something bad could happen again. What do you think about that?
I think it's a perfect opportunity. I think it's a perfect way of thinking about it. We all hear things where, if I just made this decision, you know, before this happened, I'd have been in a much better place. And I think that's where you are right now. You're talking about, you want to make the decision before something changes where it's not as beneficial as it is now.
You know, a lot of people during this last year, we know, were on unemployment. A lot of people had a lot of debt that got accrued. You know, but that right now you have this opportunity where you can get rid of that stuff. You know, and so get a fresh start, get a new credit report, invest whatever your thing is going on in the future, and then maybe make a little ground, because I'm telling you, I have a feeling there's going to come a day sooner than later that basically they're going to try to do it to us again, unfortunately, because I don't think that this was not a flu that happened in the wet market of Wuhan. This was something that they imposed upon us. They got the election under their belt, and they're getting ready to come after us again as quick as they can. Tony, we got about a minute left. Give us your final thoughts on this resurrection week, and also the things we're talking about. Whatever's on your mind, give us we're going to give you a final shot at it before I close in a prayer.
Well, I would say for anyone that's thinking about this, think about it and move forward quickly. Start with Steve. For the resurrection week, I would say spend your time seeking the Lord, seeking in prayer.
Amen.
Being with family, being with those you care about, and looking how you can move forward and keep those relationships bound in Jesus, not becoming worldly.
Lots of opportunities this week. Get rid of your bills in bankruptcy and get a brand new life in Jesus. That's a good way to close. Let me close with prayer, Tony. Colleen, anything before we close? All right, let's close. Father, we love you. I thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you for people like Tony that call in, and we ask you to bless him and all those that are listening today, God. And we pray for their families. We pray for their future. We pray, Lord, that as they seek you, Lord, they'll find you when they seek you with all their heart. God bless you, and we will talk to you, Lord willing, next Tuesday.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems.